The Commission of Inquiry into the Public Investment Corporation has entered into its second week, and there's been testimony from the Executive Head of Property, Vuyani Hako. The PIC Commission of Inquiry will also hear from Naledi Forensic Services and former board member Dr. Claudia Manning. Now, EWN reporter Gia Nikolaides has been following very closely what is going on at this commission. She joins us now. Gia, hi. Let's start with what forensic investigator Frans Legubo had to say today, please.
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne. Well, first of all, yes, what Frans Legubo actually brought up today was rather interesting. He was initially asked to investigate malicious reports and the leaking of confidential information by the then CEO Dan Majila back in 2017 into 2018. And while he was doing that investigation, he actually discovered that another employee had opened up a corruption case against Majila. He discovered that it was the head of the IT services, and that was Mr. Maisela, Simpiwe Maisela. And he said that while doing this interrogation, he tried to find out why this corruption case was opened. It had to do with the fact that Majila allegedly irregularly or corruptly funded his girlfriend's company. And the interesting part was that Majila, or no one at the PIC, actually knew that this case had actually been opened. Ultimately, what happened to Maisela was that he was suspended and then ultimately dismissed from his position. But while he was doing this investigation, he was also looking into anonymous emails that were being sent to the board about Majila's actions, saying that he was providing these funds to his girlfriend, etc. And they were written by a man only known as James Nogu. And now it appears that James Nogu, this anonymous person, and Mr. Maisela may have been the same person.
Wow.
But to this day, they actually haven't been able to clarify his identity because the forensic investigator was never given the subpoena by the police to actually confirm this. But that's what's been alluded to here at the PIC. So a lot of skeletons coming out of the closet in terms of employees actually opening cases against their bosses while anonymous emails are being sent off to the board telling them about alleged corrupt activities that were happening at the PIC. A very clear picture of exactly why we're having a commission of inquiry.
Wow, it's astonishing. Tell me, in terms of Vuyani Hako's testimony, has that started yet, Gia?
Yes, so he testified for a very brief period. And unfortunately, he didn't give us a lot of information. He just went on to give us about some background information about how the PIC invests in listed and unlisted properties, and really about the mandate and policies in terms of his particular department that he runs. So that wasn't really gripping in terms of how it can contribute to the inquiry. But then we've also heard from Albert van Driel. He's from the AMAGP, the Association for Monitoring and Advocate of Government Pensions. So basically, he represents a number of people from the government pension fund. And he was going on to say how they are really concerned about some of the investments that the PIC has made. And he's given us examples going back many, many years. One of them being how the PIC invested about 90 billion rand in Eskom at a time when Eskom's credit rating was downgraded and when the country just started figuring out and finding out how the Guptas were looting money and how money was being misused by the Guptas from Eskom. So a lot of interesting contributions here today in terms of how people feel that their money hasn't been properly invested by the PIC.
All right. Thank you so much for following that story for us. So, well, Gia Nikolaides, our senior reporter at EWN. The Commission of Inquiry into the Public Investment Corporation has entered into its second week, and there's been testimony from the Executive Head of Property, Vuyani Hako. The PIC Commission of Inquiry will also hear from Naledi Forensic Services and former board member Dr. Claudia Manning. Now, EWN reporter Gia Nikolaides has been following very closely what is going on at this commission. She joins us now. Gia, hi. Let's start with what forensic investigator Frans Legubo had to say today, please.
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne. Well, first of all, yes, what Frans Legubo actually brought up today was rather interesting. He was initially asked to investigate malicious reports and the leaking of confidential information by the then CEO Dan Majila. back in 2017 into 2018. And while he was doing that investigation, he actually discovered that another employee had opened up a corruption case against Machila. He discovered that it was the head of the IT services, and that was Mr. Maisela, Simpiwe Maisela. And he said that while doing this interrogation, he tried to find out why this corruption case was opened. It had to do with the fact that Machila allegedly irregularly or corruptly funded his girlfriend's company. And the interesting part was that Machila, or no one at the PIC, actually knew that this case had actually been opened. Ultimately, what happened to Maisela was that he was suspended and then ultimately dismissed from his position. But while he was doing this investigation, he was also looking into anonymous emails that were being sent to the board about Majila's actions, saying that he was providing these funds to his girlfriend, etc. And they were written by a man only known as James Nogu. And now it appears that James Nogu, this anonymous person, and Mr. Maisela may have been the same person.
Wow.
But to this day, they actually haven't been able to clarify his identity, because the forensic investigator was never given the subpoena by the police to actually confirm this. But that's what's been alluded to here at the PIC. So a lot of skeletons coming out of the closet in terms of employees actually opening cases against their bosses, while anonymous emails are being sent off to the board telling them about alleged corrupt activities that were happening at the PIC. A very clear picture of exactly why we're having a commission of inquiry.
Wow, it's astonishing. Tell me, in terms of Vuyani Hako's testimony, has that started yet, Gia?
Yes, so he testified for a very brief period. And unfortunately, he didn't give us a lot of information. He just went on to give us about some background information about how the PIC invests in listed and unlisted properties, and really about the mandate and policies in terms of his particular department that he runs. So that wasn't really gripping in terms of how it can contribute to the inquiry. But then we've also heard from Albert van Driel. He's from the AMAGP, the Association for Monitoring and Advocate of Government Pensions. So basically, he represents a number of people from the government pension fund. And he was going on to say how they are really concerned about some of the investments that the PIC has made. And he's given us examples going back many, many years. One of them being how the PIC invested about 90 billion rand in Eskom at a time when Eskom's credit rating was downgraded, and when the country just started figuring out and finding out how the Guptas were looting money, and how money was being misused by the Guptas from Eskom. So a lot of interesting contributions here today in terms of how people feel that their money hasn't been properly invested by the PIC.
All right. Thank you so much for following that story for us. So, well, Gia Nicolaides, our senior reporter at EWN.